I think there's a playbook for life that is anchored in just having a balanced life, paying attention to all those areas.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Helping with Dr. Richard Schuster. Food for the brain, knowledge from the experts, tools to win at life. I'm your host, Dr. Richard. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, and whatever you do, this is the show that is going to help you become the best version of yourself. Each episode, you will hear from some of the most amazing, talented, and successful people on the planet who followed their passions and strive to help others. Join our movement to get 1 million people each day to commit acts of kindness for others. Together, we're going to make the world a better place. Are you ready? Because it's time for your Daily Helping.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Daily Helping Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Richard, and I am excited to share our guest with you today. He is awesome. His name is Bill Zajewski, and he is affectionately known as Bill Z. He's the founder and CEO of Good Life LLC, creator of the Life by Design system, the ZenScore app, the Good Life platform, and the author of What's Your Life Score, which we're going to talk about in a bit. Bill spent over 20 years in enterprise software as a marketing executive at Tulip, Exata, PTC, Oracle, and ATG. In 2017, he co-founded the Green Business Bureau and led it to a successful acquisition in 2023. He holds degrees from UConn and Boston College, and at the age of 50, he's embraced his passion for entrepreneurship, sustainability, and intentional living. Bill, welcome to the Daily Helping Podcast. It is awesome to have you with us today.
Dr. Richard, thank you so much. I'm super excited to get into, you know, all the things that you mentioned, my book, life, how we can help people. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All the things. We're going to talk about all the things. But the first thing that I want to talk about is I want to find out your superhero origin story. Let's jump in the Bill Zajewski time machine and take us back to what put you on the path you're on today.
Sure. Started in engineering and writing code. I got really lucky, by the way, right, Dr. Richard? Software is eating the world. So I landed in an industry that really helped me be successful. Did corporate marketing for 25 plus years for high-tech software companies. And then I got this, you know, about 8-9 years ago, I was having dinner with a friend who was launching a startup, Green Business Bureau, and I was kind of same old with my corporate job. And I'm like, I was intrigued by the brand and I did marketing. You know, I think Green Business Bureau had legs to it. People were looking for a way to certify their businesses. So I left the corporate world, third employee. And over the next 5 years, we built Green Business Bureau and sold it. Now, I was a little late. I was the third founder there. So now I'm really diving in. In the case of Good Life, I launched it last year as the sole founder. It's amazing what you can do with technology, software, AI. I'm a one-person company now. But I'm really trying to do something, build software with a purpose, really do something now that is giving back everything I've learned. And at the core, we'll get into it later, is this tool I've been using for 20 years, this personal dashboard tool that I think other people could benefit from. So I'm going to try to create a company around delivering this software to help people get what I say is get good at life.
Well, I love that. And what you said, just as an aside for anybody listening who's thinking about starting a business, that the technology available today has leveled the playing field in such a way that there are lots of companies that have one employee, essentially, like you, Bill. I think Instagram was the first billion-dollar company to have 10 employees or less at the time when they started. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing something and it remotely utilizes technology, there's probably things out there that you can do today to launch that business with very little capital. So I'll get off my soapbox and let's go back to you. So We teased it in the beginning. You know, you've built these different platforms to help people with their lives, and you wrote a book about it, right? So the book is now available everywhere. What was the impetus for writing the book? Let's start there.
Yeah, I realized, so I came up, the core concept is these two scores, and one is called the Zen score, and one is called the life score. So this Zen score is something I've been doing for 20 plus years. I don't know, people out there do their New Year's resolutions at the end of the year. I would go and look at how my year went. So, and I would do it in a spreadsheet by category. How am I doing with my investments? How am I doing with my career? How are my relationships? How is my marriage? You know, how's my fitness and all those things? And I would rate myself 0 to 10, and I would just come up with this little report card for myself. And then I started doing it. I have four kids. They're all in their 20s now. So I started doing it with them and helping coach them with this little personal scorecard. And then it led me to then create a playbook for my kids, which is, here's all the best practices to have your finances in order, your health in order, your relationships. So that's this life score. Now, if you do these 110 things, you know, these are what the most successful people do. It'll give you kind of like a credit rating for doing the right things in life. So I realized that's kind of new, and I needed to kind of start spreading the religion. So hence, I wrote the book for people who maybe don't want to download the software, but want to do it on a sheet of paper and just change their mindset. It's basically, if you look at the subtitle, it's a playbook for designing your best life. So I've tried to document, you know, what does it take to have a balanced life in eight categories, and wrote this.
What are the eight categories, Bill?
So the eight categories are easy to remember because, and I got lucky, and I put my marketing hat on here. They spell help grow, the first letter of the eight categories. So H, health; E, environment, which is your home environment; L for leisure; P for purpose; G for growth; R for relationships; O for occupation; and W for wealth. So if those who have maybe seen this Wheel of Life pie chart with the slices of a balanced life, right? It's nothing new. It's what life coaches have been kind of advocating for years, right? Which is this Wheel of Life.
Hey guys, Dr. Richard here. For the past 7 years, I've been privileged to bring you incredible guests who are changing the world and can help you become the best version of yourself. I'm really excited to share with you a new quiz that I created based on my clinical training that will curate for you a custom list of my top episodes and actionable strategies to help you wherever you are on your journey. All you need to do is go to drrichardschuster.com to take it, and it's 100% free. You'll be taking the next step on the journey to unlocking the power of you, and I can't wait to see where you'll go. So you've kind of put your own spin on the Wheel of Life, so to speak, based on your experiences. And what sort of research went into, you know, designing this, figuring out, you know, okay, well, these are things that one needs to do to be successful. What went into that on the back end?
Yeah, so there's probably a lot of other people out there who have probably been studying happiness or seeking how they could have more purpose and fulfillment in their life. I've been doing it my whole life, right? Starting with, you know, Tony Robbins, and then going on to reading books about happiness and fulfillment and how to succeed in life. So it's probably the catapult is probably over the last couple of years. I read a book called Good Life, came out of the professors from Harvard, who basically said they studied 3,000 people for the last 80 years. And what was the common thing that led to happiness, longevity, health? And for them, it turned out relationships was actually the best indicator of a fulfilling, healthy, long life. And then I read another book from two Stanford PhDs, which is design your life. And there are two engineers who said you could apply product principles and have a vision for just like a product. Your life is a product, and design, you know, what your life want to be, and then execute that design plan. So those are the most recent books, but it's a combination of probably 100, 200 sources, reports, books. And there was no such thing as a life score. So I had to kind of invent it. So I couldn't use someone else's, hey, here's a life score, you know, formula. So I kind of came up with it based on all my analysis and studying.
Right. So, you know, in the world of science, we kind of call that meta-analyses, right? You've taken a whole bunch of, you know, content out there, Harvard PhDs, and just synthesized all of that, which you've learned over two decades, and created essentially a matrix that people can plug into. So that makes sense to me. So when you have something like this, and I love the acronym, Help Grow is awesome. Do you find that these kind of are in a ladder? Are they siloed? Do they affect each other? Like, kind of how does it work with these different categories?
Yeah, I think people don't actually stop and think about those eight categories individually. So I'm trying to, I think it's creating kind of this framework in people's minds that they can almost go through in terms of a checklist, basically. How's my health? How is my, you know, home? And so that framework makes it just easier to then, what I do in the morning sometimes is with my coffee, I just step through those eight things and say, okay, you know, how's my health going today? I feel good. You know, what am I going to do to grow myself? What could I do to improve my relationships? A lot of people feel like something's not right with my life, and I'm either in a rut or feeling down, and they're not sure of what the causes are. And just by stepping through, is it my health? Is it my relationships? Is it my occupation? Is it the finances? Right? These things are all variables that could be impacting how you feel about your life. So the Help Grow forces you kind of to self-reflect in those eight areas.
Okay. So, you know, that makes total sense. And we're self-reflecting because we're essentially rating, right? You're asking somebody every day to check in. You do this during your coffee, check in and rate, hey, how am I doing on these things? And so, say a person is going through and they find that their relationship score isn't what it ought to be. So I know you mentioned 110 things in this book. So let's start with relationships, because again, you mentioned, you know, those Harvard docs thought that was the most important thing. So what are some of the strategies that are talked about in the book that one can, you know, if the relationship isn't where they think it should be, to level that up?
Right. So, and I learned this over my lifetime is, you know, you get out what you put in, that actually relationships, you actually need to stop and invest time and effort into your relationships. So some of the best practices that are in this are about going out with friends, calling your family, doing, helping them. People reciprocate. It's human nature, right? That's how you build relationships. You do something for a person, they'll help you. So a lot of these best practices are around taking the time to have the conversations, have the experiences with your friends, with your family, with your wife, and just tangibly, you know, have a plan for your relationships.
And in the software, and I guess this is a general question, and then I'm going to get back into some more of these specific categories we talked about. I presume there is some sort of tracking mechanism within that, so that if one starts this, you know, the first of the month, they can 2 months later look in and see their scores and look at trends and all of that. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So the Zen score is like a weekly check-in. It's how you feel about those eight areas. So how do you, there's one question around relationships, and you answer that, where are you 0 to 10 with your relationships? But then your life score in that is how many times did you go out with friends, you know, over the last 30 days? How many times did you reach out to them? What did you do together? You know, those kinds of black and white action questions. If you answered it the first time and your questions were mostly no, you know, you'd have a low relationship score. And as you started putting more time in, spending more time, communicating more, helping others more, your score will go up. And you, the life score, you check in probably once a month, maybe once a quarter, to see if you're starting to change the habits in your life in that area.
Okay. So I want to jump back to the E. Health is pretty obvious. E, environment. You mentioned your home. What are we talking about? Are we talking about dishes piling up in the sink or the lawn not being mowed? When you're talking about, you know, your relationship to your environment, what does that mean in terms of this system?
Yeah, it's really, I think there's like 10 things for that area. I think there's 10 questions. It starts with your location is the most basic, right? Or do you like the weather where you ended up living? I think the second question is around your commute. Are you happy with your commute? Do you live, you know, close enough to where you have to go to the office? Or are you burnt out from a 3-hour, you know, drive every day? And then it gets into your home. Do you have is it close to a community where you have access to everything you need for fitness and health and doctors and all that? Do you have the lighting? You have, you know, do you feel like your house is dark? There is one, by the way, coincidentally, around the dishes, around the clutter. There's definitely science to having a clean, clutter-free home that doesn't have this baggage that's always on top of you of like, oh, I got to get to this. So that, you know, whether you're taking care of your home or not, does it have the right, you know, environment for you to host people, to have them come to your house where you, and do you feel like you can go home and relax? And that's a place where you can have peace of mind. So all those things kind of add up to the E, the home environment.
Okay. No, that's a fantastic answer. I think leisure is also pretty self-explanatory. Are we spending enough time doing the things we love? Purpose is exciting to me. So let's talk about purpose as far as it relates to your system.
Yeah, purpose is the hardest because it's not as black and white. You know, finance is probably the easiest one. It's like, do you save 10% of your paycheck? Do you have a retirement account? Is your mortgage less than 1/3, right? Those are really, really tangible. Purpose is more about what do you do for the world? What do you do for the local community? And then what do you do for your friends? And what do you do for your family? You can find purpose in a lot of things, even in your work. If you're helping contribute towards the success of a company, that leads to both your salary increasing and then also people getting jobs in that company and they won't get laid off. So there's so many areas in life that you could associate your contributions towards some greater purpose than yourself. So I go through all those questions around whether they're involved in charities, local community, also spiritually, do they feel like they're grounded in something larger? There's a bunch of questions. I haven't looked at the purpose questions in a while, but each one of them has in the book has a question. So the purpose ones here, yeah, philanthropy, causes, the planet, mentoring, motivation, integrity, intention, right? These are all black and white questions that someone could answer to get their purpose score.
You have put spirituality under purpose as well, which I found interesting. So, and I'm sure it's non-religious, but you're just talking about one's particular spiritual level of connection.
Yeah, it's the question is, I can define and articulate my spiritual beliefs clearly. That could be lack of spiritual beliefs.
Right.
but you feel like where you've landed in your beliefs is aligned with who you are and will get you through life one way or another, whether it's some religious group or some other greater cause or being. Or agnostic, you can. So, I mean, it's a complicated subject, Dr. Richard. Right? We could spend the whole show
right
talking about spirituality for sure.
And I'm sure this is one that gets you super excited because of what you do and who you are. The G, growth. So let's talk about that one.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? I think that's so. I just feel. From when I can remember, I don't know why I instilled this or my family instilled this in me. I'm a lifelong learner and I just love it. And my kids love it. Like they always love just growing what they know about the world. And it's so helpful. It really contributes to your health and success. The more you know, the more you're able to navigate life. So I think if you're not... If you don't have a plan to better yourself and have goals and show progress towards those growth goals, I think you're going to struggle. I find that one of the secrets of life is having some goals. And then at the end of the day, did I make any kind of progress? In those days where I feel like I made progress towards that, I feel much better. When days where I did nothing and I'm like, oh my God, I just threw away a day, I feel like depressed. So I think this notion of just making progress is a key part of happiness.
It's interesting too, right? Because a lot of times, particularly if somebody's working an 8 to 5, it can be pretty routine, right? Like you have your sub goals, obviously within a work setting, right? If you're in sales, you have to make X number of cold calls and schedule X number of appointments and close X number of deals, right? So there are always metrics for anything that we're doing. But I wonder how we account for the fact that we sometimes just go through the motions at our job doing that, but we're not really focused on life goals. So how do we differentiate, let me ask it differently. Does the system, this category in particular, differentiate life goals versus, what you're supposed to be doing at your job?
It does. So you have to actually, as part of the tool, we have something called a life book. And a life book is basically you take these 120 best practices and customize it. This playbook I've created that's generic, and you create your own life book and you set goals in each of those areas. So in health, you're going to be setting your goals around weight, blood pressure, running, all those black and white kind of things. Finances is going to be net worth, how much you save every month, right? So you're going to establish, that's the key actually, is not just being specific, not being fluffy with I'm going to improve my life in this one area. You really have to, and maybe it's the engineer in me, you have to look at all eight categories and have goals in your relationships, in your career, in your finances. So a life plan is life goals in each of those categories. It's not just about your mindset or your happiness. It's actually being more tactical and living a balanced life and paying attention to all those areas.
And I wasn't going to talk about health because it seemed pretty black and white, but there's been a couple of points in our conversation, Bill, where you've talked about happiness. So does the health category also encompass emotional well-being, or is that kind of distributed throughout all the other seven categories?
No, it definitely covers emotional well-being. That sometimes is harder than the physical well-being, right? So there's parts of your health that talk about getting your ego under control, dealing with negative self-talk, and just dealing with mental fitness. There's also things around just staying sharp and exercising your brain and learning and having that aspect of your mind exercised just like your physical body is exercised. So health does capture, I would say it's probably a lot physical around cardio and strength and energy and hydration, but there's definitely 5-6 practices that are related to health, mental fitness as well.
Perfect. And the W is wealth. I want to spend a little time there because on the surface, you think about wealth, right? There are some things that are very self-evident, right? Are you spending less than you're earning in a month and, you know, saving and these things that you've talked about? What are some of the kind of subtle things, the things that aren't very obvious to people about their wealth that your system taps?
Yeah, one of the things that I uncovered with some of my early participants using the software was when they actually went and gave themselves a how are they doing financially score, it was rock solid. But then when they filled out their, you know, how am I doing with my financials and security and all that, they give themselves like a 2. And I'm like, why is there such a mismatch? And then a lot of people have this unrealistic expectation, like I need $10 million to be happy. And I'm not even, and I have some number that I need to get to that's huge for me to retire happily and all that. And that's often not the case. So I think, of course, if you're going to have leisure, you need some money to spend on leisure. If you're going to enjoy relationships, so there's a minimum threshold you need to work hard, get a salary, have income coming in. But you can't overly focus in that area where it's a detriment to the 7 other categories of your life. There's definitely a point where enough is enough. I've actually. I'm not going to have kudos to myself, but I've done a pretty good job of sticking to 40 hours my entire career so that I can go to all my kids' games and coach them and make it to all the family get-togethers, you know. And, you know, it might have cost me a raise here or there, a promotion here and there, but I've done just fine sticking to that kind of balanced plan around, you know, not wanting more constantly and knowing when enough is enough financially.
I mean, nobody ever goes to their deathbed, you know, saying, geez, I wish I had less time to spend with my kids and spent less time with my family, you know, over the course of their life. So you nailed that perfectly.
Yeah, there's actually a book that's pretty popular. I think Die with Zero. Have you seen that book?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that book.
Yeah, it just basically goes over the fact that, you know, you really want to, this is it, enjoy life while you can, you know, what are you saving for the future for? I mean, so there's a balance there even for living now versus saving for the future.
Right. Makes sense. Bill, I've loved our conversation today. The time has flown by. As you know, I wrap up every episode by asking my guests this one question, and that is, what is your biggest helping, that one most important piece of information you'd like somebody to take away from our conversation today?
Yeah, it's live a balanced life. I mean, it really, and do it intentionally. And by the way, my definition of balance is not just work and other stuff and just managing those 2 buckets. Manage all 8 buckets. Invest in your relationships. Invest in leisure. Invest in your physical and go to the gym, right? So I think there's a playbook for life that is anchored in just having a balanced life, paying attention to all those areas.
Well said. Well said, Bill. Tell us where people can learn more about you online.
Sure. So there's not many Bill Zajewskis in the world. So you could just Google my name and you'll find me. But if you're interested in the software, the mobile app, you want to know what your Zen score or life score are, go to goodlife.com with 2 I's. That's my brand, goodlife.com. You can go to LinkedIn as well, Bill Zajewski. And if you go to Amazon and just type in Zajewski or what's your life score, you can get the Kindle book or the hard copy of my book, What's Your Life Score?
Perfect, Bill. Well, and for those of you in the car or at the gym working on your H in Help Grow, we got you covered. Everything Bill Jasuski is going to be in the show notes at drrichardschuster.com. Well, Bill, I really loved our conversation today. Thanks for spending time with us on The Daily Helping.
Thanks, Dr. Richard. Appreciate it. It was a great time.
Thank you. And to each and every one of you who took time out of your day, thank you as well. If you liked it, if you're inspired, if you're going to go figure out what your score is, go give us a follow and a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice, because this is what helps other people find the show. But most importantly, go out there today and do something nice for somebody else, even if you don't know who they are, and post it in your social media feeds using the hashtag MyDailyHelping, because the happiest people are those that help others.